With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. The election is over and Montanans have thoughts. MTPR's Shaylee Rager spoke with voters about their takeaways from the results.
Nearly 600,000 Montanans cast ballots in the 2024 election. The election was a show of Republican dominance in state and national politics. Rose Butler of Deer Lodge has high hopes for the future. She was especially happy to see former President Donald Trump reelected, who she says has good ideas and the tenacious personality needed to lead the country.
I'm optimistic about care for the veterans and no tax on tips and no tax on Social Security. And I think that's going to move us in a positive direction.
The results were a relief for Pete Liza of McAllister. He's a veteran and a retired firefighter and says the Democratic Party is out of touch.
They focus on everything but like the working person and the average American. Republicans, when they're all in power, start like focusing on family and bread and butter issues.
That kind of power consolidation is worrying, Aurora Cosgreff of Billings. She pointed to Trump's remarks to supporters that they wouldn't need to vote again after 2024.
So I'm concerned that this will turn into an ultimate fascist state that's run by the wealthy and the elite.
Cosgreff says she doesn't want to be an alarmist, but says proposals to restrict access to contraception and roll back protections for LGBTQ people concern her. After waiting more than 7 hours to vote in person in Great Falls, Fern Corwin is frustrated with the election results. She says she can't understand why a majority of Americans would vote for Trump, a convicted felon who's been accused of sexual assault. However, Corwin says she's holding tight to a love thy neighbor mantra.
If I'm kind to someone, hopefully they turn around and be kind to the next person. And that seems really simple, but I just want to diffuse the divisiveness.
New elected officials take office in January. In Helena, I'm Shaylee Rager.